Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser talking beef demand in just a moment.
In chaos, we search for stability, a moral compass that never wavers, a conservative who fights for smaller government, lower taxes, a strong military, and vibrant oil and gas. We trust Jim Inhofe. Senator Lankford and I have both endorsed Jim. To President Trump, Jim is a close friend.
On Tuesday, June 30th, Oklahoma can send a message to the nation that turbulence and turmoil are not okay. That stability is the American way, the Oklahoma way. We know Jim Inhofe and know that his is the voice of reason in these trying times. Let's vote for Jim Tuesday in record numbers in the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate.
Jim Inhofe is Oklahoma's stable rock in turbulent times.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'm Jim Inhofe, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser knows as much about beef demand as about any agricultural economist out there, period. And Dr. Tonser says some of the most recent beef demand numbers available, the April numbers right now, are, in a word, worrisome.
Beef for April, this is, was down 17%, pork a full 26%, and chicken 1% when we talk domestically. So I'm comparing April 2020 versus April 2019. I made some little side notes here to make sure I interject these. This is sort of parallel to what we see when I go back in my notes to what happened in the Great Recession. So 2008, 2009 period, obviously parts of this COVID pandemic induced recession are different, but as it relates to consumer response, consumers tend to weaken demand when macroeconomic activity declines. In 08, August of 08, beef demand was down 16%. So it doesn't surprise me that we found in April, I'm saying it was down 17%. For the fellow geeks out there, what I'm doing here is comparing what we estimate per capita consumption was with what we would have projected it to be given prices.
And Dr. Tonser says current market realities suggest we've got problems the rest of the summer.
The tight supply component of this is in the past, so to speak. It's not perfect. We don't have the system running, you know, it's not a well-oiled machine yet. But when we're back to running almost the same number of animals we did same time last year, the number of animals coming in and therefore the pounds being produced is getting closer to normal. So the supply support for higher wholesale beef prices is not where it was a month ago. That's, I mean, nobody could dispute that. So that leads to lower cutout prices. I also think there's growing signs that beef demand may be weaker and in the past had been hidden by tight supplies. So we had higher prices being talked about, but maybe that was largely because supplies were holding it up, not because consumer demand was real strong. And that's worrisome for the rest of the summer.
And Dr. Tonser says, fortunately, export numbers look a little better than those domestic figures from back in April.
A little bit of a sliver of good would be on the export demand front. And this is where economist has to sell a negative number is good. So beef demand by foreign buyers in April was minus 7%. A negative 7 isn't nice, right? Obviously, we'd rather have growth. But please note, that's a much smaller decline than domestically. So there's some optimism that maybe foreign buyers are staying put. Maybe they will be part of the raising back up the total aggregate demand story, particularly if we have a V-shaped recovery. There's more and more chatter the last couple of weeks that consumers are spending. Maybe as we go through June, so remember now we're talking June, I'm reporting stuff for the month of April right now. Maybe this summer we'll turn the tide on this. So there's reasons to be, I'm going to call it cautiously hopeful, that on the export front might be where we initially see some of that improvement. And I encourage our listeners just to look at this information that's on agmanager.info. It's updated monthly.
One thing that Dr. Tonser does on a regular basis is that he does offer a projection of Fed cattle prices. He believes while we've got a lot of red ink right now, that amount of red ink, that level of loss is going to be declining steadily through the rest of this calendar year.
For the month of June, what's up here is a loss of $276 for each steer that would be sold in the month of June. Underneath that is a projection of a Fed price that right at $100. The break-even Fed price needed is 119. So time will tell, obviously, as the month of June goes. But that projection has improved compared to the past. Probably more importantly, as we go through the rest of 2020, those negative numbers start declining. And we get all the way out to Christmas, so the month of December, I'm projecting a minus 32. And underneath that, I basically have no basis. So a $1 Fed cattle basis. Most of our listeners that are active in this space recognize we've had very strong basis the last several months. So actually my tool here that I'm putting out, if you're actually hedged and then you benefited from that larger positive basis, you've done much better than what I've been projecting the last several months, which is wonderful for those operations. That's why I keep interjecting this, be clear what this tool is. Some of the stuff we saw this past week where we started this off was futures and cash coming more together. So in some sense, folks are hoping that that happens more in the future. So we have a little more predictability on basis. So maybe we can make some risk management decisions in a more comfortable arena. But there's some hope that the feedlot sector effectively has managed to depress feeder cattle prices enough that we're going forward with animals here soon in the future where we're getting closer to projected breakevens. Now, we got to get to the end of this year to get to that point, but the pattern across the multiple months here in 2020 is consistent with that.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock's Tall Grass Auction set for this Thursday, June 18th, 10 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast on Dish Network, Satellite Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 9,600 head, including almost 6,000 yearling steers and 2,700 yearling heifers. For more information or to preview the videos, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.